Hello. Prayer is so powerful. We know this. Yet do we pray daily? I'm trying to pray continually. And I love to pray for writers. And I want to share a tool with you that will make it easier for you to pray daily before you write. And it's called the Write Prayer. And it's an acrostic for the word write. I like acrostics. I teach in acrostics. I love to pray this prayer because it doesn't cover just my writing. It covers every aspect of life. So the write prayer. The W is pray the word of God. The R is pray for your readers. The I is pray for inspiration. The T is pray with thanksgiving. And the E is pray expectantly. So let's break this down. The Word of God. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Well, isn't writing a good work? We should pray scripture over our writing. So when we approach our keyboard, we desire an attitude that is ready to hear from God. Praying the scriptures will reveal any indifference or anxiety keeping us from listening to the Spirit. If we approach writing with a selfish motive or bad attitude, the word will convict us. And some of the words of God that we can pray, Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. I've prayed this and God has shown me some things that I didn't realize were blocking me from writing, blocking me from loving other people, just blocking me from serving him. So we can pray that. So W, pray the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. R, pray for your reader. Pray for your reader, past, present, and future. Pray for people who've read the stuff you've already written. Pray for yourself now because you're reading something that you're just writing. And may, if the Spirit is evoking that in you, it's the first time you're really reading it. So pray for yourself and pray for your readers in the future. We pray that our readers will be moved and changed and convicted and empowered by what we write. John 17:20, Jesus prayed. He said, my prayer is not for them alone. I also pray for those who will believe in me through the message. What is your message? Pray that God will use you, empower you, so that your reader understands your message and your reader is changed by your message. So pray for them. So W, pray the word of God. R, pray for your reader. I, pray for inspiration. The inspiration God gives us can be the catalyst to encourage, educate, heal, or inspire others. So pray for inspiration. God says in the book of Isaiah that he will guide us always. He will satisfy our needs in a sun-scorched land. Whether we look to the left or to the right, there will be a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. There are many verses in the Bible about God's guidance. He will guide us. He will lead us to events, conversations, and situations to ignite ideas, even difficult times in our lives. He will call us to stop and look and listen during those difficult times. Because you know what will happen? We will be able to remember that and write about it for people who may need to hear that what they're going through, they are not alone. So look for inspiration. Ask God for inspiration. W, the word of God. R, pray for your reader. I, pray for inspiration. And T, pray with thanksgiving, especially during writer's block. Now, Some people don't believe in writer's block, but I have a cure for writer's block. Do you want to know what it is? Give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. He doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. He says in all circumstances, because God is with you. Now, we know that writer's block can leave us discouraged. So what do? We throw a block party with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we praise God. We worship Him, call a friend on the phone, and begin praising and worshiping God. This is why we're created, to worship God. Yes, God wants us to write. Yes, God wants us to create. But time is never wasted when we acknowledge the one in whom we find our purpose. And yes, we have an all-access pass to the throne room of God. So when you have writer's block, throw that block party and praise God. W, we pray the word of God. R, we pray for our readers. I, we pray for inspiration. T, we pray with thanksgiving. And E, we pray expectantly. We need to expect great things from our God. In Jeremiah, he says, call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. So pray expecting great things from God because he loves us. As God used men of old to pen the word, he's going to use us to proclaim his message. No, we're not adding to the Bible, but we're proclaiming a message. Whether we're fiction or nonfiction writers, his message is a conduit. He uses us to proclaim it. And only you can write what God has called you to write in your unique voice. Yes, you know, when I first started writing, I'm like, there's so much stuff. There's so many books written about all these different aspects of my book. And the Lord's like, he impressed on my heart, but it's not written in the format that you're writing it and in the voice you're writing it, because certain people may resonate with you, Sherry Lynn, and they may not resonate with someone else. So pray for inspiration because God will give it to you. Pray expecting that he will use your writing. I hope this acrostic, write, W, pray the word of God, R, pray for your reader, I, pray for inspiration, T, pray with thanksgiving, and E, pray expectantly. I pray this will help you as a tool. And Christian Leaders Institute does have a prayer line, has a prayer request, so you can put your prayers there. If you have specific prayers about your writing, you can put it in the format, in our writing format. Thank you. And our next video, I highly recommend. I'm going to just recap everything really quickly and give you some encouragement. So thank you for joining. One more video left in this series. You have to pat yourself on the back. Praise God. You've stuck it out. Congratulations. Now for a little time of encouragement. Join me in the next video.